Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 103rd Psalm we hear, "The Lord crowns you with mercy and steadfast love. Inspire us, O Lord, that we find delight in honoring your interests and pursuing your affairs in our daily lives, so that we might be instruments of providing help and means for our people to move forward with their lives, no matter what their walks of life. And may the causes of righteousness spring up throughout this state. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schoff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 8th. A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 37th day, Monday, March 14th.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same be approved, the so having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. Senator from the 5th.
To the waiver of the reading.
Read the journal.
37th day, Monday, March 14th, 2016. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair. Reverend Carl Gock offered the following prayer. Do not fear, gently beloved. You are safe. Be strong and courageous. Daniel 10:19. O Lord, we know your power and graciousness. During our various activities this week, assist our efforts in bringing about what you will for us. Help us to gain wisdom. We need to provide laws that lie gently on our fellow citizens and lift up those who are burdened. In your holy name we pray. Amen. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag was recited. A quorum being established, the Senate proceeded with its business. The President requested the journal for Thursday, March 10th, 2016, be read. The journal was read in part. Senator Kehoe moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read. Senator Sifton rose to object. The President requested the journal be read. Senator Pierce assumed the chair. On motion of Senator Kehoe, the journal for Thursday, March 10th, 2016 was approved as read. The journal for Friday, March 11th, 2016 was read and approved. The following senators were present during the day's proceedings. Present senators: Brown, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schoff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan, 31. Absent senators, none. Absent with leaves, Senator Chappelle Nadal, 1. Vacancies, 2. The Lieutenant Governor was present. Resolutions. Senator Richard, joined by the entire membership, offered Senate Resolution number 1701 regarding the 100th anniversary of the Boeing Company, which was adopted. Senator Romine offered Senate Resolution number 1702 regarding Eagle Scout Corbin Jackson Kreitz, Farmington, which was adopted. Messages from the House. The following messages were received from the House of Representatives through the Chief Clerk. Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1643, entitled An Act to Repeal Section 170.310 RSMO and to enact in lieu thereof one new section relating to cardiopulmonary instruction in schools, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, read first time. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2180, entitled An Act to Repeal Section 233.295 RSMO and to enact in lieu thereof two new sections relating to county road districts, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, read first time. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1422, entitled An Act to Repeal Section 105.935 RSMO and to enact in lieu thereof one new section relating to vacation leave for state employees, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, read first time. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1451, entitled An Act to Repeal Sections 160.400, 160.403, 160.405, 160.410, 160.415, 160.417, 163.018, 167.131, and 167.241 RSMO, and to enact in lieu thereof 10 new sections relating to charter schools with an emergency clause for a certain section, emergency clause defeated, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, read first time. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1583, entitled An Act to Repeal Section 160.775 RSMO and to enact in lieu thereof three new sections relating to student safety, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, read first time. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1698, entitled An Act to Amend Chapter 620 RSMO by adding thereto one new section relating to the Meet in Missouri Act, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, read first time. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to adopt Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 2203 as amended, and requests the Senate to recede from its position, and failing to do so, grant the House a conference thereon. Messages from the Governor. The following messages were received from the Governor, reading of which was waived. Governor of Missouri, Jefferson City, 65102, March 11, 2016. To the Senate of the 98th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, I have the honor to transmit to you herewith for your advice and consent the following appointment: Kimberly Benjamin, Democrat, 1302 Ashbury Lane, Raymore, Cass County, Missouri, 64083, as a member of the Missouri Ethics Commission for a term ending March 15, 2020, and until her successor is duly appointed and qualified, Vice John Munich, term expires March 15, 2016. Respectfully submitted, Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor. Also, Governor of Missouri, Jefferson City, 65102, March 11, 2016. To the Senate of the 98th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, I have the honor to transmit to you herewith, for your advice and consent, the following appointment: Donald Summers, Republican, 15783 State Highway Y, Unionville, Putnam County, Missouri, 63565, as a member of the Missouri Ethics Commission for a term ending March 15, 2020, and until his successor is duly appointed and qualified, Vice Charles E. Weedman, Jr., term expires March 15, 2016. Respectfully submitted, Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor. Also, Governor of Missouri, Jefferson City, 65102, March 14, 2016. To the Senate of the 98th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, I have the honor to transmit to you herewith, for your advice and consent, the following appointment. Nancy S. Holman, 5647 South Ramsgate Road, Springfield, Greene County, Missouri, 65804, as a member of the Child Abuse and Neglect Review Board for a term ending April 7, 2017, and until her successor is duly appointed and qualified, Vice RSMO 210.153, respectfully submitted, J.W.J. Nixon, Governor. Also, Governor of Missouri, Jefferson City, 65102, March 14, 2016. To the Senate of the 98th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, I have the honor to transmit to you herewith, for your advice and consent, the following appointment. Rhonda L. Mammon, 3723 East Kingston Drive, Springfield, Greene County, Missouri, 65802, as a member of the Child Abuse and Neglect Review Board for a term ending April 7, 2017, and until her successor is duly appointed and qualified, Vice RSMO 210.153, respectfully submitted, Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor. Also, Governor of Missouri, Jefferson City, 65102, March 14, 2016, to the Senate of the 98th General Assembly of the State of Missouri. I have the honor to transmit to you herewith, for your advice and consent, the following appointment. Michelle M. Miller, 327 South Hill Street, West Plains, Howell County, Missouri, 65775, as a member of the Child Abuse and Neglect Review Board for a term ending April 7, 2016, and until her successor is duly appointed and qualified, Vice RSMO 210.153, respectfully submitted, Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor. Also, Governor of Missouri, Jefferson City, 65102, March 14, 2016, to the Senate of the 98th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, I have the honor to transmit to you herewith, for your advice and consent, the following appointment. Jill L. Patterson, 1741 East Briar Street, Springfield, Greene County, Missouri, 65804, as a member of the Child Abuse and Neglect Review Board for a term ending April 7, 2018, and until her successor is duly appointed and qualified, Vice Jill L. Patterson, reappointed. Respectfully submitted, Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor. Also, Governor of Missouri, Jefferson City, 65102, March 14, 2016, to the Senate of the 98th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, I have the honor to transmit to you herewith, and for your advice and consent, the following appointment. Carter Brooks Templeton, 511 Suburban Drive, Kirksville, Adair County, Missouri, 63501, as the student representative of the Truman State University Board of Governors for a term ending January 1, 2018, and until his successor is duly appointed and qualified, Vice Kelly L. Kowalski, term expired. Respectfully submitted, Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor. Also, Governor of Missouri, Jefferson City, 65102, March 14, 2016, to the Senate of the 98th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, I have the honor to transmit to you herewith, for your advice and consent, the following appointment. Linda K. Thomas, 1749 South Farm Road, 63, Springfield, Greene County, Missouri, 65802, as a member of the Child Abuse and Neglect Review Board for a term ending April 7, 2018, and until her successor is duly appointed and qualified. Vice RSMO 210.153, respectfully submitted Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor. Also, Governor of Missouri, Jefferson City, 65102, March 14, 2016, to the Senate of the 98th General Assembly of the State of Missouri. I have the honor to transmit to you herewith, for your advice and consent, the following appointment. Donna M. Washburn, 1059 East Nottingham Lane, Springfield, Greene County, Missouri, 65810, as a member of the Child Abuse and Neglect Review Board for a term ending April 7, 2016, and until her successor is duly appointed and qualified. Vice RSMO 210.153, respectfully submitted Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor. President Pro Tem Richard referred the above appointments and reappointment to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. Referrals. President Pro Tem Richard referred SM1 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. On motion of Senator Kehoe, the Senate adjourned under the rules.
For what purpose does the Senator from 24th seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from the 5th.
The chair is uncertain about this, as a motion to approve the journal is before the body. The journal has now been read. You had a motion to approve the journal. Does the senator from the 5th yield for inquiry?
I do.
She yields. You may inquire.
Thank you. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
I'm good. Senator, how are you?
Good. Thank you. So we have just heard the journal read again today. And did you notice anything that needed to be corrected or changed?
I noticed that we don't have any bills that we actually took up for perfection yesterday, and I wonder why.
Well, I think that, we spent a lot of time going through the journal yesterday. I think it's pretty important to us that we make sure that we get the journal right. So I did see that the President Pro Tem referred Senate Memorial 1 to the Committee on Rules, and that is a memorial that I put forward.
And what is that about?
Three senators on the floor. For what purpose does the senator from Polk seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would seek unanimous consent to introduce special guest.
Hearing no objection, proceed with your introduction of special guest.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my privilege today to introduce some of the hardest working people for the state of Missouri in agriculture. They are members of the State Fair Commission, and I would like to introduce them to the body and where they're from. Jack McCruder from Kirksville, Ted Shepard from Kabul, Sherry Jones from Don, Missouri, Kevin Roberts from Hillsboro, Barbara Hayden from Sedalia. Also, I'd like to introduce the Director of Agriculture, Richard Fordyce, the Executive Director of the State Fair, Mark Wolf, and Wendy Faulkner, the Executive Director of the State Fair Foundation. I just want the body to realize how much that these individuals do for the state of Missouri every day to promote agriculture in this state, our number one industry in this state, and they are all true leaders in that, and I would appreciate if the body would make
Let's welcome these special guests from the Missouri Fair Foundation Board to the Missouri Senate. An inquiry was going on. Senator from the 9th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to seek unanimous consent to introduce special guest as well.
The senator from the 14th objects to your attempt to introduce your honored guests, so there is no unanimous consent from your colleague. The senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection to your unanimous consent request, proceed with your introduction, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and on your left, my daughter, Callie, is with us this week. Her school is in spring break, and we are not. So she's come to join us and would ask that she be made a page for the day without compensation and that she that we give her a warm welcome.
Let's welcome this guest to the Missouri Senate. The young lady will be made a page to serve for the day with compensation to be paid by you, Senator from Clay. Senator from the 10th, from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent. Very special guest.
The objection is noted that the Senator from the 14th will not permit your introduction. Senator from the 9th is seeking recognition. For what purpose?
I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed with your introduction, as
Thank
is
you.
Senate custom.
Mr. President, in the upper gallery today, we have the ladies in red, the Missouri chapters of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. Their sorority is 103 years old this year, and they have over 200,000 dynamic members. In addition to all of the other beautiful, fantastic women here today, I'd like to acknowledge Ms. Billy Coachman, Central Regional Director, Selena Montelongo, the State Facilitator, Cheryl Jordan, the State Coordinator, and my cousin, Ms. Melissa Patterson Hasley. We're very happy to have them in the Capitol today for Delta Days and would like the body to make them feel welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator for the 9th please stand? Please stand and be welcome. Thanks for coming to the Capitol and have a great day. Senator from Boone, what purpose
I'd like
do you
to introduce
write?
Some students. I'd seek unanimous consent to introduce some students from the University of Missouri who are very hardworking and here today with research projects to show the whole legislature.
Senator, there's an objection to introduce your guests from the Senator from the 14th. Senator from Cole. On the motion to adjourn. Okay. The Senator from the 24th, you have the floor, and you're inquiring the Senator from the 5th.
Yes. Thank
Senator,
you, Mr.
Proceed.
President.
Senator, that was a little hectic.
That was kind of fascinating, probably especially to the people who are here today to observe the Senate in action. And I would suggest...
Well, but it's unfortunate that we have gotten to this point because of what occurred last week.
Right.
When the majority party decided to rule with the iron fist. And this is what we are. You know, it's totally chaotic in this chamber. And I think that, you know, we will continue to see chaos as long as you have individuals... Again, ruling with an iron fist. And so it's really unfortunate. It's really, really unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. And
because none of the people that visit this chamber and the Capitol, they don't deserve it. You know, they don't deserve to be humiliated or disrespected based on what happened in this chamber a week ago.
I agree with you, and I'm going to thank you for the inquiry and see if I could inquire for a moment of the senator from Boone.
Senator from the 24th, are you making that a request of the chair?
Yes, Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from Boone?
The senator from Boone is not on the floor at this point.
Inquire of the senator, then, Mr. President, from Callaway.
Senator from Callaway, do you yield?
I do. Thank you.
She does. Proceed.
Sir, I hope you know and understand why the actions that are being taken today are being taken, but I know also that that this has impacted a personal relationship you may have with some people that are here to watch us today. So
I appreciate that, Senator, and I would love to be able to introduce those very special guests.
I'm sorry that you can't. Where are they from?
Well, I can if I... do this again.
Well, if you just want to talk to me about...
I can talk to you about it, and then I may do this again. So, on our right, I have very hardworking people here from Missouri who work in the trenches of our schools. They are teachers, they are principals, they are administrators in District 10 and in District 6. They are here to see how the process works and how they can effectively be part of the process.
Well, it's an interesting day for them to be here because I'm sure. So I just wondered who we were holding up from you introducing today. So I appreciate the inquiry, Senator. Mr. President.
Senator from the 24th.
May I inquire of the Senator from the 5th?
Senator from the 5th. Senator, the Senator from the 24th would like an inquiry. Do you yield?
I yield, Mr. President.
Okay.
Senator, thank you. And we were talking about the fact that there was legislation on the floor that you and I were among those railing against, legislation that was very divisive and that that we as the minority party felt really strongly about. And we actually stood up on SJR 39 for 39 hours, interestingly. And after we had done that, and there was no willingness on the part of the of the bill sponsor to compromise, we were shut down by a procedural move that is seldom used in the Senate and, you know, you and I believe should never be used.
Senator, why did you feel such a conviction to stand up for so many hours against 39?
Well, you know what? This was a bill that enshrined discrimination into the Missouri Constitution. And but for us being shut down by the majority party, I don't know how much longer we could have gone. I think we would have gone a very long time because those of us who stood up against enshrining that discrimination in the Constitution were committed to saying, regardless of what group you're attacking, whether it's LGBTQ individuals, whether it's black individuals, whether it's Muslims or Jews, we were not going to stand by and allow a bill to go through that put that message into our Constitution that was then set for everyone to see, for all the state to see, and for people to be discriminated against without any kind of without being able to be called to action or called out against it. So, you know, I think you and I and those others of us who stood up were willing to stand up even longer had that needed to be the case. And so that is why now we are saying this is not how this body is supposed to operate. When we have bills that are so that are so divisive among us, bills where there is no willingness to find equal footing or equal ground, we're going to do what we need to do, as we would expect our colleagues on the other side of the aisle for those principles to which they adhere to stand. So, excuse me. So you and I will be standing today
in
response.
You served in the House.
Yes, I did. 6 years.
Well. I served as well. And the decorum and the protocol in the House, it's totally unacceptable.
Right.
PQ after PQ after PQ.
Right. The calling of the previous question to cut off debate.
You can stand on the floor in the House and never be acknowledged.
Right.
So when we got here over here to the Senate, we thought that things would be a tad bit different. We call the House high school, and we call the Senate college. You know,
right. We've risen to a level of maturity and focus on doing the people's work.
Right. And what we saw last week, what occurred last week, was so much similar to what happens each and every day in the House. And it really took me aback.
Right. I remember 1 year, and there were many, each year that I was there was similar to this in calling of the previous question, the shutting off of debate, the not allowing dissenters of a particular piece of legislation or those who might have wanted to amend it to make it a better piece of legislation, cutting them off from speaking would happen close to 300 times in a given 5 month session. It was really not the way I think the people back home in my district believe that their business should be done and that good public policy can be crafted. So it was a, you know, in some ways we became not complacent about it, but we knew that we were going to be the victims of not being able to speak our mind, not being able to talk about those things we deemed to be important, not being able to offer suggestions and ideas about how to improve legislation that would become public policy for the people of the state of Missouri. So when that happens in the Senate, it changes the tenor and tone of the Senate. I hope it's not irrevocable, but for right now, we don't know any way to object to that kind of action than to stand up and say, we're going to continue talking about this until we know that going forward, the voices of the people in our districts will be heard.
You know, and you know, it's really unfortunate because it kind of reminded me of the of Washington. You know, the gridlock, you know, how they're not able to get anything done due to the partisanship. And I really don't want to see this chamber, or the state for that matter, seen as Washington. I don't want our state to be seen as another Washington. And so I think that at some point we have to come to the conclusion that politics is the art of compromise, that you're not going to be able to get everything you want in any given piece of legislation, that you will have to give and take. And last week, the Republicans wasn't willing to give anything. And we were not willing to just take it.
Well, and so, there was so
and
much
so
at
as
stake.
A result of that, we're here today still talking about the journal. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bills that needs to come before this body whereby we need to have a discussion, and we're still on the journal.
Right.
And I don't know how long we're going to stay on the journal, but the fact of the matter is we're still talking about the journal.
Right. And I think that we have chosen to stay here and to talk about this record keeping here on the Ides of March because we know that it's critical, first of all, that the journal does reflect the events and activities of the day, and that we need to ensure that the events and activities of the day don't continue to move forward until we know that we have a commitment that our voices will be heard. And, you know, so far, I'm not sure that we have that commitment. You know, I have some notes on my paper to myself to talk about several things with you. One of the things that, because not everyone else got to do it, I am choosing not to do it, which would have been the introduction of a very special guest that I have here today that I just want to talk about for a moment, if that's all right with you. This is, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm
yeah,
listening.
This is a person who is very meaningful in my life. And he is the cantor from the congregation of which I'm a member and have been since second grade in St. Louis County. The synagogue that I go to, the temple, is Congregation Sher Emeth. And this is Cantor Seth Warner, who has come here to watch us in action or not in action today. When we talked about him coming to visit probably a month and a half ago, I said, you know, Cantor, when you came and visited me in the house, you got to deliver the prayer on the floor of the house, and you got to sing, not a religious song, but you got to sing, I can't remember if it was America the Beautiful, but I will tell you, so many of my house colleagues came over to me as if I had something to do with creating that beautiful gift, that amazing voice that the cantor brings that always calms me and leaves me at peace when I go to temple for a service. So we went through a process when he said he was able to come today, and I approached the senator from Newton and said, my cantor from my temple will be coming. May he deliver the prayer, and may he sing for us on the Senate floor. You will be so delighted to hear his voice. And the senator from Newton said, well, I don't have a problem with it. I suggest you go to see the senator from Cole, the floor leader, which I did, and went through the process of explaining who Cantor Seth Warner was and that he would be visiting, and asked if he could deliver the prayer and sing with his magnificent voice on the floor. And the senator from Cole suggested that he had no problem with it, but I would need to go to the president of the Senate, our lieutenant governor, and talk to him, which I did. And the president of the Senate said, I have no problem with it. Why don't you put it in writing to me, which I did, made that request in writing. And the next day, and I so appreciate that it was the next day, because as I said, this was about a month, month and a half ago, the Secretary of the Senate called to meet with me, and we talked, and I was told that this was not something that we were able to do in the Senate, and that our rules did not allow for someone other than, Pastor Gawk, he goes by Pastor, I apologize, that he is the person who delivers the prayer, and I think he does a wonderful job and does a very good job of being inclusive in his prayer, but that we could not have another member of the clergy deliver that prayer, even though sometimes we allow other senators to do that, and that we did not sing on the floor of the Senate. So I feel like, first of all, I'm grateful again that I was told immediately so that I could make sure that our cantor knew that he would not be able to perform those, to provide those gifts that he had to us on the Senate floor. And I am appreciative of how I was approached and how I was told that. But there is, you know, this whole background story I wanted you to know. But meanwhile, he's sitting here with members of my staff to sort of watch the proceedings today. And I know he feels welcome. He's certainly been welcomed in my office. And again, I really believe our loss today. But I wanted to let you know about that story and about that guest that was here visiting with my office.
Well, I was listening to you, and that's really unfortunate. And I hate that happened to you. But I'm sitting here, and I'm reading on the wall, nothing is politically right that is morally wrong. And the Senate Joint Resolution 39 was morally wrong. And that is why we're here having a discussion about the journal. That's why we're here having a discussion about resolutions and special guests. Because
Right. You
cannot allow for wrong to continue to exist without pushing back. And that's what you're seeing right now. You're seeing a major pushback from the majority party. And basically what we're saying is that it's not going to be business as usual if you decide to rule with an iron fist. It's not going to be business as usual. And that's what you're seeing happening on the floor today. Senator, I hate that happened to you in terms of your special guest.
Yes, and actually, you know, again, I respect the process, and I especially respect the fact that the Secretary of the Senate made it her business to come to me immediately and let me know so that we could decide if there would be different arrangements made. And but things happen, and you know, we have some rules and some forms of etiquette in the Senate that we consider better or different from what we do in the House.
Okay.
And certainly the way we run the business on the floor of the Senate is, in my view, much superior. The fact that you and I are able to be up talking now this for as long as we'd like. This is very different from what goes on in the Senate or in the House. So I'm appreciative of that. Senator, I appreciate the inquiry today, and hopefully we'll be able to find a way to move forward.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you very much.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, I move the journal be approved.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We have approved the journal. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the introduction, the order of business be the introduction of guests.
Senator moves the order of business, introduction of guests. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are now in the order of business of introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Thank you, Mr. President. It gives me great pleasure to enter. These kids are so quiet, Mr. President, you can't hardly even see them up in the gallery today. But it gives me great pleasure to introduce the fourth grade students from St. Francis Xavier School in Taos, Missouri. Taos has a big fish fry, by the way, this Friday night, Mr. President, if you guys or anybody stays around. We have with us today a group of young Tigers visiting their state capital with their teachers and parents. Please help me make the St. Francis fourth grade, their teachers, their proud parents, all feel welcome today in the Missouri Senate.
Let's welcome the Taos Tigers, and glad you're here today. Have a great day. Introduction, Senator from Cole.
Sorry to my colleague from Callaway. For the benefit of the body, Elisa Nelson and Mike Lear have been given permission to take photos in the Senate chamber today with Missouri Net.
So noted. Senator from Callaway, introduction of guests.
Unanimous consent to introduce very special guests that may not be in earshot at this time.
Senator, we are on introduction of guests, so go ahead and introduce your guests.
So today with us, and would love to have this in the journal, is Missouri Leadership Academy from Senate District 10 and 6. It's composed of teachers and principals that are here to see how the legislative process works and how they can join in the process to make things better for students across the state. And with that, I would love for the body to make them welcome.
That's great. Let's welcome the guests, the Senator from the 10th and the 11th. Senator from Webster, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction to some very special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, on your right and on my left, if they'll stand, please, we have the Colsons, we have Lee and Arla. They're farmers from Wright County, produce the beef that we're able to eat at a very reasonable price. We'd like for the body to make them feel welcome, please.
That's great. Let's welcome the Colsons. Hope you have a great day in the Capitol today. Senator from the 24th.
Introduce a very special guest.
Proceed.
Mr. President, you've probably just heard me talking about him, but I wanted to welcome from Congregation Sheremeth in St. Louis, the largest Reformed congregation in the St. Louis area, my cantor, Cantor Seth Warner, who is here visiting the Capitol today. So.
Welcome. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for coming to Jefferson City. Appreciate it. Further introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, Senate will go over the business of announcements.
Announcements.
An announcement.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the in the Senate lounge, 5 minutes after adjournment, the Republican caucus will meet in the Senate lounge.
Further announcements. Senator, are you seeking recognition? Further announcements. Further announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules. Have a great day.